This is Columbia Morning on News Talk 1400 KFRU. And sometimes listeners or friends will say, hey, I know somebody who would probably make a good guest, and I'd like for you to get in touch with them and see what you think. And it didn't take me long to question Carol Schreiber with the League of Women Voters, because I know what she does, and I know I trust her. And so I did a little look online and was able to contact Nikki Magruder, who is the Diversity Awareness Partnership Executive Director here locally?
Regional Director.
Mm-hmm. So it's DAP, D-A-P. Mm-hmm. It's the Columbia office. Now, this is based in St. Louis?
Yes.
Tell me about the St. Louis office, and is that like part of a nationwide DAP, or is this unique to St. Louis?
I like how you said that, because the desire would be that one day it would be exactly that, a nationwide effort. But 16 years ago is when DAP in St. Louis came to fruition.
So why? Why did it start? What was the inspiration for diversity and DAP? Until I get comfortable with this, I have to look this Diversity Awareness Partnership.
Absolutely. What I love about it is it was the sports teams there in St. Louis that said, hey, we have got to do something about diversity in our community. So it was the St. Louis Blues and I believe the Cardinals that initially put the funding together to get the Diversity Awareness Partnership started.
So what did they hope would happen by this?
Honestly, it's the three pillars. You know, we want to raise awareness about diversity and inclusion, because if no one is talking about it, then it'll just be business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see areas where you don't see diversity at all, then you want to talk about that and talk about the business case for diversity, one, and just all of the different ways that having a diverse and inclusive environment just make us richer and more unique, if you will.
Did you work in St. Louis for a while?
I did work
with the Diversity Awareness Partnership.
No, I love to tell the story. I worked with Edward Jones Investments, that just happens to be one of our corporate partners, one of our larger corporate partners in St. Louis. And I had exposure to the Diversity Awareness Partnership because Edward Jones did a lot of programming for employees. So one of the youth programs, it's called Give Respect, Get Respect.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, so they would come into our offices at Edward Jones, and they'd bring students from local schools, and we would just dive in over a 5-month period of time, just different topics around diversity. So that was my exposure.
So did you go from Edward Jones then to DAP?
I didn't.
Oh. There's more to the story.
There's more to the story, yes. No, I worked with Edward Jones for quite some time. I was there for a 10-year period of time. Oh. But we talked a bit before going on air about I'm a Rockbridge Bruin,
mm-hmm.
And I lived in Columbia for a period of time before moving to St. Louis. And my parents are here. I have siblings here. And my husband and I just wanted to bring our family back to Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
So when the opportunity came, we moved back. But I was working for a recruitment process outsourcing firm at the time.
So, again, Nikki Magruder is our guest. She's with DAP Columbia. Or is it Columbia DAP? Which way does that go?
Diversity Awareness Partnership Columbia, however you feel comfortable.
So what do you want to accomplish? Give me a real specific. If DAP, the Diversity Awareness Partnership in Columbia, works, tell me one thing that'll happen in your dream of dreams, goals of what you would like to accomplish.
I'm going to be honest. If what we're doing as an organization is effective, the desire would be that an organization like this does not even need to exist. You know, that would be, you know, big picture what we really want to see. But, you know, I feel that in this position, I have an opportunity to really have an impact on individuals first, because I always talk about starting with how it affects us and having individuals understand the importance and the need, so then they can go out and continue to impact the community.
So how do you do something that who would you target and say, this group, this area needs diversity awareness?
We all do.
Yeah, I know we do. So where do you start?
Well, so
a lot of people would say, well, churches could be ripe for this, because churches are pretty segregated when you think of when they meet, either on a Sunday morning or a Wednesday night or wherever it might be.
Hour, yeah. of the week.
So that could be a target, or a groups. I don't know whether you're talking about groups that meet as a civic organization, mm-hmm. or what.
Honestly, you know, since I've been doing this work, and we're 2 years old as of March 16th,
Well, happy birthday.
Here in the community. Thank you. It's been reaching out to businesses, different organizations, going to the Rotaries. I have spoken at some churches, just doing community events where everyone is invited to come and take a part. The desire would be to have an impact on everyone. As far as where I started with the businesses that said we would support an organization like this in Columbia. And so I started with them because, you know, what did that support look like to you? Mm-hmm. So when you said, I would definitely support this organization, tell me a little bit more about what that meant for you.
That's good.
So that was my start.
How do you learn how to do this? How do you learn how to focus on diversity awareness? Are there classes you take? Are there lessons that you study? What do you do?
I love that. Because even as regional manager of this organization here in Columbia, I continuously grow. Because when people hear about diversity, it's not most people think of only race. Only race, and in particular, just black and white. Mm-hmm. And diversity, while that is a topic we definitely dive into and help people with, because the conversation around race is still a very difficult one for many.
Yeah.
But it's more inclusive than that as far as diversity. We're talking about our disability community. Mm. We're talking about, you mentioned churches, so we're talking about religion. We're talking about our LGBTQ community. We're talking about gender. We're talking about age. So there's so many different ways that we need to start having this conversation and realizing, wow, I didn't think of it that way. And I need to start doing some work to think, you know, just do a paradigm shift.
Tell me how this message would fly in the broader realm of the Diversity Awareness Partnership.
Okay.
Message to people, wherever you would find them, saying, get out of your own shell and expose yourself to those who are different than you, period. I mean, isn't that about it?
That's pretty right on target. You know, I would tell people it's so uncomfortable, so we stay away from certain topics because people aren't comfortable and we don't want to put them in that place. But in order to grow, we have got to figure out how to become comfortable with the uncomfortable for a season.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to move forward and really have these conversations and do this work, we have to be uncomfortable. So yes, getting outside of our box and what is most familiar to us.
You are one of the consultants working for the city, under contract with the city. What are you going to do?
So what we have been doing is meeting. So there are three strategic neighborhoods that the city identified that they wanted to go into and do this intentional work of improving the quality of life, if you will. So we've started in the North neighborhood. And the plan was to not go in because a lot of decisions are made for people with individuals around a table that don't represent or look like the people that they want to help. So why would you not go into that community and say, we want to improve your neighborhood, but we don't want to go in and tell you what we think you need to do. We want you to tell us what you think needs to happen. So we've gone in and we're having these meetings and encouraging our neighbors to be a part of the change they want to see. So this is an awesome opportunity. The city is saying, what do you need? So we've been inviting the neighbors to come out and doing meetings where we're gathering their feedback. And not only that, we're then encouraging leaders of the neighborhood to step up and really take ownership of the efforts in moving forward.
Let me just guess one of the headwinds that you have met, and that would be to earn the trust of those you're going to, saying, we want your input. We're not going to tell you how to improve the community, but you tell us what might be a way to improve the community. Mm-hmm. And they probably look at you and say, yeah, sure, we probably heard this before, but we going to know that we can trust you?
Right.
Is that true?
That's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. So we finished in the North as far as the meetings. So now Carolyn Sullivan, who with New Chapter Coaching, is working with the leaders in the North to really help them stand up and take ownership and really empower them to advocate for themselves. So that work is continuing. We just had our first meeting in the Central a couple of weeks ago. And what you said right now about building the trust, we have to go in and rebuild. Because we actually started in the Central last year, the city did, but then pulled out and went to the North. So now we have to get those residents motivated to go through this process and finish it. So it's really important to let them know that we're here to do this work. And we're going to see it through.
Will you come back and talk more about the specifics of what you're hearing in those neighborhoods that will be important? I would love to have you back to talk about this. It's a nice introduction. Nikki Magruder, Regional Manager of Diversity Awareness Partnership, Columbia. And you can find out more. Your website is what? DAPSTL, right?
.org. And there is a Columbia tab. And can I just say really quickly, we have some awesome corporate partners in this community. So Veterans United, Shelter Insurance, Commerce Bank. New this year, we have the Central Bank of Boone County that has come on board, as well as the University of Missouri System and the MU Division of Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity. So I'm really excited about the partners that are relieving in the organization and supporting us in this way.
Well, good. Great partnerships there. And you can find out more. Just doing a search for Diversity Awareness Partnership Columbia. It'll come up and direct you right to the website. Nikki Magruder, thank you. And look forward to another conversation
with you.
Thank you.